Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Melina! You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie, the icon, the legend, the lover, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, thanks so much for that great intro, my dear friend Jeff. Hey, we're going to rock the house tonight. I can't wait, man. I mean, oh my God, you better strap yourself in tonight because it's going to be a wild one. It's going to be good. We're going to talk about some stuff that all you wrestling fans never even heard of or thought about.
I'll tell you what, it took me by surprise when you sent it to me earlier, and I do look forward to discussing that. We're also going to discuss the crazy couple of days that happened with NFL free agency. I was shocked at the flurry of things that happened in the NFL this past week. The MLB is ramping up still with spring training, and as Eddie said before, we're going to get into WWE wrestling. It's these days are so crazy because you think the NFL's over, the Super Bowl's over, everything's done, and then it's no time flat, and it's almost baseball season. The NFL won't go away. It seems like big free agent signings every day, and these days where the WWE is not keeping us bored with all that happens over there. It's a crazy time to have the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield, available to discuss these things that he has such an inside view of. And we're going to take advantage of that, Eddie. We're going to have fun tonight.
Well, I really appreciate that, Jeff. But, you know, when you talk about what's going on in MLB, when you talk about what's really going on in the NFL, I mean, my God, there is some serious money floating around in the NFL.
There sure is. Hey, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the Intercontinental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, it's crazy what's going on in the NFL right now.
Well, you know, when you look at Atlanta, hot Atlanta has just come alive, brother, with the signing of Kirk Cousins. Signs 4 years, Jeff, $180 million, and 100 of it is friggin' guaranteed. You can do whatever you want. You couldn't even, hey, who cares if you give me the other 80 million? I can handle that 100, and I can do wonders with that bad boy.
Speaking of being able to do things and getting things done, let's talk about our friends over at Odark 30. Odark30.com. Where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And I saw, Eddie, that the folks over at Odark 30 were very happy to hear that you've talked me off the ledge of my jean shorts and boots.
Yeah. They warned me, please tell Jeff, do not go anywhere with shorts and boots on. As you know, only where they said to go to was San Francisco. So that's probably right.
I feel like, hey, to complete that look, I would probably have to go full back to the 70s, and I'd have to get the really tall tube socks with the yellow stripes on them.
No.
And then remember,
you know what you need? Remember, you gotta have pink socks to go with those boots in San Francisco.
Remember in the 70s too, when it was cool to wear a half shirt for a guy?
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, sorry, O Dark 30. I never will wear your beautiful clothing line with jean shorts, shirts, hats, hey. Nor boots with jean shorts. But odark30.com, tell them, Eddie, where they need to go to get
O Dark 30. Yeah, go to odark30.com and please don't even listen to Jeff when he says that he's going to wear pink socks with boots, because you don't need to. The boots are so pretty and the clothes are so fine. Don't even worry about it. JT, oh my goodness, I'm worried about
all right.
you.
Well, let's get back really into am. It. Christian Wilkins signed $110 million.
Oh,
he
man.
Went to the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
This
four
was
year. Yeah.
Four years, 110. They're printing money at the NFL. At what point do we reach max capacity for these contracts? At what point does the NFL sort of do what baseball has done, where they're giving out all these massive contracts and then the seats get expensive, people aren't as excited to go watch the games, the TV contracts aren't what they used to be because television in general has changed so much. They're trying to really, the MLB has done a fantastic job of embracing streaming, and their MLB.TV app is
absolutely
very reliable and very good. I don't think that they're ever going to be able to make the kind of money that they made when they had those network deals, and I don't think those network deals are coming back. So the NFL, I know everybody thinks right now the NFL is so big that there's no way that they will ever reach a point where they can't afford to keep paying these guys more and more and more because they're making so much money. But you go back 50 years ago and people would say the same thing about baseball. There's no way that America's pastime, they won't be able to pay for their contracts. But they're reaching a point now where I feel like baseball especially, they're still handing out huge deals, but they're getting a little more picky about who they give them to. And they've got a bunch of Scott Boras clients especially sitting on the sideline right now because they're not giving those guys the deals that they're expecting. I mean, these guys, we're talking about the $500 million deal in baseball. We're nowhere close to that in the NFL. I don't think anybody's gotten anywhere close to that, but they're handing out a lot of money to positions that you don't really expect to see them go out to, like, for example, Chris Jones.
Well, exactly, Jeff. I mean, when you look at things, the problem is it's not with Major League Baseball or the NFL. They have accumulated so much to wealth. I mean, the entity has accumulated so much wealth that it's been spread out that way, and I'm happy for everybody. Please, I would die to have $100 million contract for 4 years. I wouldn't even think about it. Hey, where do I sign, Jackson?
We're going to talk about this later, Eddie. I don't begrudge the players for getting the money one bit.
No.
What I worry about, though, is that so I'm a huge baseball fan. And granted,
me too.
The beauty of baseball is there's 162 games. So when your team is not that great, you can go down, you can pay $15. You go in, you spend $15 on your ticket, and then you spend $150 on a bag of chips and a couple of beers. The food
You spend $110 on parking.
That's also true. Parking's ridiculous. Just for example, I took my wife, my nephew, my daughter, my sister-in-law down to Miami to see the Florida Panthers. I apologize to everybody down there. I know it's not in Miami, but it's the Miami hockey team. And I paid, you know, just under $1,000 for the five tickets. Not terrible, but pretty insane for a hockey game. And we get there. The parking's $50. I bought some snacks, some food. I think I probably ended up spending like $1,400 for a night of hockey It's getting right. insane. And they've done the same thing over there. They never had what Major League Baseball and the NFL has had. They've never had the huge network contracts. They've never been big in the television markets outside of their regional markets, big in Canada, big when the teams are good in the Northeast. They're spread around. Detroit, they'd support their hockey team, but they've never had the big money, but they're still paying their guys, you know, like $7-8 million a year. It's nothing compared to these. I mean, really, we've got linemen pulling $95 million guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
It's insane. Which is,
I think, you know, I'm all about making money and I'm all about paying people. But what all the pro sports has to be careful of, do not outprice the market by treating the fans as second-class citizens. And that's where they're going right now
yeah.
with all these stupid prices. When you are paying so much where you can't bring a family without spending $2,000 or $3,000 to see one game. I'm not talking about 10 frigging games. I'm talking about one.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot that goes into that too. I think that the off-site ticket resale market has blown prices up. And I know I was sitting next to some guys at that game I just went to, and I think it's the guy I bought my tickets from on the website that you buy the tickets on. Yeah, and he was talking right. about the fact that he had season tickets there. He had season tickets in New York. Like, he buys season tickets and he just sells them to make a profit. But still, you've got to wonder. It's very apparent to me that they're spending a lot of money. And I know you and I are in the business. We both know that it's in flux right now, how
oh, yeah.
television's going to be mm-hmm. and if these television contracts are going to go away or go down. They're negotiating. I see that the NFL, they are the creme de la creme. They're still getting fantastic contracts for their network deals. They're still on the big networks. Their Monday night game is on ESPN, which was a big thing when they moved it off of network television to ESPN, but they're still getting plenty of eyeballs on ESPN with Monday Night Football. But if that money starts to trickle away, where do they go to replace it? And that's where I wonder if they start to push the fans. And there is a maximum amount of money that 40,000 people will spend to come see your team every week. And if they hit that, what does it do to the sport? If they can't afford to pay these contracts anymore, it's a weird thing to talk about because it's so huge right now. But I do really wonder.
Well, here's my thought, Jeff. Is it? What they're doing is they're going to outprice themselves, number one, period. And then what happens is they're going to start their own networks, whether it's MLB, NHL, well, NBA.
They already have that right now.
NFL. No, they don't. They're going to take that NFL. You notice they started to give the NFL network more games.
Yes.
You know, from
they're spreading
Thursday
them out.
Amazon
has a game now.
Yeah, they're setting the table.
Yeah, they
for
are.
That. Believe me, they see what's going on. The billion-dollar contracts are not going to come anymore pretty soon because the network can't afford it. It's just too much money.
Eddie, we got so much left to get to on the NFL. We're going to push this to the next segment. We're run out of time here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Hey! Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
That's right. Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And you saw there, Eddie, whatever you did worked because I didn't cut you off coming out of that last segment. I learned my lesson last week. I kept talking over you and interrupting you, and I figured out a way to make it work without having to do that. But we were in the middle of discussing.
Yeah, I always remember, Jeff, great people are never interrupted but one time. Just remember that.
Well, I interrupted you twice, and you're still a great person, Eddie, so I don't believe that to be true.
You still got your head on your shoulders, too. That's pretty damn good.
So this is something that I agree with in NFL free agency, and that is that the running back is no longer celebrated in the way that it used to be. These guys around. The running backs are, at this point, and I apologize to the guys that don't deserve this kind of scrutiny, like Derrick Henry, who we're going to discuss, but we're going to talk about Troy Pollard goes to the Titans from the Cowboys. They're going to have another guy.
Can you believe that? I was shocked.
It's stunning that happened, but I will tell you right now, they'll have another guy who we haven't heard of that will be putting up the same numbers as Troy Pollard was for the Cowboys. They'll have another one. They are interchangeable at this point. There are a couple of guys that stand out, but it's for a short amount of time. Saquon Barkley signed a 3-year deal with the Eagles. He's a guy who had his window.
That's huge.
And his window
is huge.
Is it huge though? Because first of all,
yeah,
they
you
don't
know why? I'm gonna tell you why.
Because he's
gonna have the best year of his whole career. You know why? He's got a point to prove. And that's the key.
You saw
you
that.
Know something?
You saw.
Sometimes you got to shake that thing and bam, let him go.
Tiki Barber tweeted at Saquon Barkley, "You're dead to me," after he signed that deal with the
Who
Eagles.
Who gives a shit what he thinks? I mean, you know.
Well, he went to the rival of the New York Giants, and Tiki's retired a New York Giant. He's a New York Giant legend. So I found that kind of funny that Tiki takes it seriously still. But Saquon Barkley, now an Eagle. I hope he has fun at the 1-yard line, pushing Jalen Hurts into the end zone, because that's going to be his job on third and goal from this point forward. Have fun with that, buddy.
Well, you're talking about the Giants, Jeff. Okay, just guess what? The Giants actually acquired one of the best pass rushers in the league, Brian Burns, from the Panthers. Can you believe how bad, number one, the Panthers have done that franchise? And that guy's going to go to New York. And let me tell you something. He's going to do very, very well. Plus, he's going to make a bunch of money.
Yeah, they signed him to a 5-year contract extension worth $150 million. So that is what I'm talking about. We're talking about Saquon Barkley signed for an average of $12 million plus a year for his 3-year deal. A pass rusher signed for $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Three times as much money for a pass rusher. It's interesting, but I do kind of agree with that theory. I believe you pay the guys up front. Your offensive linemen, if you have a Joe Burrow, a Josh Allen, a Jalen Hurts, Tua is a perfect example. what you need to do is pay the guys that are in front of them. And I'm not talking about cool golf carts that the quarterback buys at the end of the season for them. I'm talking about them getting paid money to take home to mama. And if you pay the meat up front, you will have a successful team. All of the successful teams in the past have had great lines. Those Jimmy Johnson era Dallas Cowboys, Hall of Famers on the offensive and defensive line. The Belichick's put offensive and defensive linemen in the Hall of Fame. Those guys matter so much. And it's, I know that the quarterbacks are going to be the face. The running backs are going to be exciting. The wide receivers are going to be exciting. But when it comes down to how good your team is going to be for an extended amount of time, it's how you pay those guys up front. And it seems like they're doing it.
And remember this, Jeff. T. Higgins, right?
Yep.
What a great wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He has requested it. Get out of them Cincinnati Bengals. You know, he doesn't want to be there anymore. I wonder why.
I have no idea, because if I were a great wide receiver right now, I would be interested in staying in Cincinnati and playing with Joe Burrows. I know he hasn't lived up to his hype. I mean, he was in the Super Bowl not that long ago, but he hasn't lived up to the hype yet, but he's still young. He still has time. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. And the Bengals, good for T. The Bengals have had a wealth of wide receivers anyway.
Oh, sure.
They didn't have they didn't have enough balls to give to those guys. So send them out, let them go, and they'll be fine. The shocker, the one that shocked me the most when I woke up earlier this week was waking up to the news that Mac Jones had been traded the Jacksonville Jaguars for a 6th-round pick. I had to rub the sleep out of my eyes and remind myself, because I was like, oh my, I didn't think Jacksonville needed a starting quarterback. And you know what? They don't. They are bringing Mac Jones in to back up Trevor Lawrence, who...
Well, let's call insurance. You know?
I mean, I don't blame them for wanting to have a decent backup for Trevor Lawrence. The guy is rail thin. I think he's a stud, but I mean, he looks like a guy that's going to get hurt. He's very tall. He's very lanky. It's a good idea to have someone just in case. It's like a Ryan Fitzpatrick type guy would be perfect for backing up Trevor Lawrence, a guy that can come in and get you 3 or 4 out of the 5 or 6 game your guy misses. So I think Mac Jones, good call. Couldn't believe it. They clearly are going to try to draft a quarterback with their 3rd overall pick now. That makes the draft much more interesting, because if we still expect Caleb Williams to go number 1 or number 2 overall, and
he's not. I'm going to tell you who's going to go number 1.
All right, you tell me.
It's a wide receiver. He's going to be with the Bears.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
You absolutely are right. That's where, and they're going to keep Justin Fields, and then they're going to give him some firepower to throw to. That's exactly who they're going to draft. They're not getting rid of that first round pick at all. They don't need to. They got a great quarterback. He didn't have anybody to throw to.
That's interesting.
He just doesn't have it. And if you bring that bad boy in, things are going to change.
The Seahawks brought back their star defensive lineman, Leonard Williams. They gave him
absolutely
a 3-year, $21.5 million deal. That's on line with what the best two running backs in the free agency got in their deals. Derrick Henry, now a Baltimore Raven. Now, that's interesting. Because he can catch,
he
can catch the ball quite well, and with Lamar back there throwing the ball to him now, I mean, just get out of the way. That's two big boys that can jam it down your throat.
Baltimore, they needed a guy like him to make the separation that would allow Lamar to kind of back up, hand that ball off, and let that big bad boy go. And see, they didn't utilize him correctly with the Titans, period. Now, Harbaugh will use him like he should be used. Believe me,
if I were a linebacker in the league and I had to face the Baltimore Ravens, I definitely would be getting the icy hot out because they're going to get punished. I was really excited to see Baker Mayfield get a contract extension in Tampa Bay. He's the most disrespected man in the NFL. This kid was a phenom coming out of college. Everybody was so excited for him in Cleveland. I was in Cleveland for the NBA All-Star while he was still there. His face was all over the place. He was the face of the Cleveland Browns franchise. And then they flipped him.
He made it cool to be a Browns fan.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to be a Browns fan until he showed up.
Yeah.
Now he's making it cooler in hell to be a Tampa Bay Bucs fan. Let me tell you something. He signed a 3-year, $100 million contract. 50 of it was guaranteed, and he earned it. He absolutely earned it. He really did.
Yeah, that was a brilliant move by Tampa to get Baker Mayfield. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He was disrespected. They flipped him for the guy that was getting massages down in Houston. And I feel perfectly comfortable saying that the Houston Texans are going to be a far better bet to make it to the Super Bowl this year than the Cleveland Browns are going to be. They've made a big mistake with Deshaun Watson up there, and unless it pans out this year, which I don't see it happening, the Buccaneers and the Houston Texans are better teams than the Cleveland Browns for one, Houston being moved on from Deshaun Watson, and two, Tampa being able to get a guy like Baker Mayfield in there to play quarterback after Tom Brady retired. It would look bleak for them because they basically built a juggernaut. They brought in Tom Brady at the end of his career, brought in Gronkowski to pair with Brady, and they had this great team, and then all of a sudden the rugs ripped out from under them, and they found a guy in Baker Mayfield who could prolong their run, I believe, and it's going to be fun to watch Tampa and Baker Mayfield this year. But listen, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Okay, pull over, sit down, stop what you're doing, because you're about to be blown away. I shopped Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, and wow, I saved 20% with my coupon on really great picks for spring, like a cute dress for just $23.99. Plus, I got my husband a polo for under $11, but that's not it. Then I saved 40% on Easter outfits for my kids and earned Kohl's cash. So, yep, it's official. Kohl's is the best. Select styles, 20% offer ends March 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. Find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Now then, all over the world.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, I gotta say, I've gotta figure out how I'm gonna make this work. I've got long jeans that I went out and bought. I got them boot cut. I'm a right. little disappointed because my legs aren't going to breathe so much. I wanted my legs to breathe a little bit, but I got my long jeans and I'm going to be able to wear my beautiful boots from O Dark 30, odark30.com. They are the place that, you know, ever since you introduced me to O Dark 30, it's all I think about right. anymore. It's where tactical meets practical. It's modern men's clothing designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, it's durable, and it's functional with timeless style.
And you're going to look like a real man, not like you from San Francisco. Believe me.
I'm excited about that. I wear my bootcut jeans. I've got a nice flannel. I'm gonna look not bad
for a white guy. I'm telling you, you'll look good.
I know. I'm gonna be able to go out in the woods, and I'll probably get lost, and then I'm gonna have to learn how to live in the woods, and that may actually finally make a man of me. But listen,
hey, well, just call Lenny DePaul. He will handle that for you.
Odark30.com. Check them out. Really, I joke a lot about in these commercials, but they're a great friend of the show and they've got really cool stuff. So go check them out at odark30.com. Eddie.
Yes.
I don't love bringing this up because it unfortunately made your career harder, but you did a segment on CBS.
No, ABC.
I get that wrong every time.
The highest rated show in the history of that network.
Yes.
Believe me, I am Mr. Ratings. I keep telling you that. Doesn't matter. I'm still Mr. Ratings. And go ahead.
They basically, all of the wrestling promotions had a stranglehold on the workers. And they didn't want the workers to unionize. They didn't want to pay them properly. And you said, hey, if you don't let us do what you're doing, because they all got together. They had a union of guys that got together and said that if these guys try to unionize, we're going to blackball them all. They basically unionized to keep you guys from being able to unionize. And so you said, if that's the way it's going to be, I'm going to call you out. And you were treated poorly for breaking kayfabe. And you sent me this video from 1979. Did this air or was this just something that they put together and threatened?
Yeah, it aired. Some of it aired. Bob Roop, Bob Orton Jr. I know you wrestling fans have heard of these guys. The Great Malenko, just on and on. Just in Ronnie Garvin, the former world heavyweight champion of the NWA, was one of the guys on
the Plan B.
On Plan B. That's what it was.
Well, let's open up with Bob Roop, because he seemed to be the guy who was running this show. And he was a promoter, correct? He had worked his way up to promoting?
Well, he was more of a booker, not a promoter. Okay. But, you know, he can call himself a promoter all he wants, but he was more of a booker.
I think he did call himself a promoter in this video, but let's hear what he had to say right here.
The Olympics, college degree. The entire spectrum of experience in the wrestling business. And I've been in it 10 years now. Professional wrestling, and it is just that business. And I just want to say one thing: in all the time I've been in professional wrestling, I have never ever had a real wrestling match. Every match that I've been in, or so-called match, has been merely an exhibition that was designed to attract fans to come in to see the matches, to get their money, and the only problem with that is that the matches have been billed as they've been tried to create the effect that these matches were in effect going to be real matches, that the people were mad at each other. That has never been the case. I've wrestled in Europe, the Far East, all over the world, Australia, Japan, and all over the United States, and I've never had a real match.
I apologize for the audio quality there, folks, but that's what we've got. And so what year did the 2020 episode Aaron?
Well, it was in the 80s sometime. So, I don't know exactly. This was prior to that.
That's what I'm saying.
And so all of a sudden, why are you pointing fingers at me? I mean, it was already done by some of the biggest names ever in the business besides me.
Yeah, it was some more audio.
They need it.
Here's a guy, Larry Simons, who I had never heard of. And I was
the great Malenko.
I know. So he's talking he's from New Jersey. He's has got a normal kind of, you know, Northeast accent. And he's got both of his eyes wide open. And he's talking, and then he goes into the fact that he does the kind of wink thing and closes his left eye or his right eye and does the Russian accent, which once you hear him speaking in his normal accent and then you hear him go to the Russian, is that Russian accent wasn't that good at all whatsoever. But here's what the great Malenko had to say about wrestling.
I have never had, in all the 27 years of being a professional wrestling, what you call a real wrestling match. You can call it whatever you want. It was a planned type of match. I knew who was going to win, and I knew who was going to lose. It was all set up before I ever went out to wrestle.
That's a pretty damning, that's breaking kayfabe if I've ever heard it.
Well, a lot more than I ever did. And play the next one. I want to hear Bob Orton Jr.
All right, here's Bob Orton. He says his dad told him that it wasn't real, and then here we go with Bob Orton.
Yeah, but he's telling you it's not real.
There's nothing to worry about. Everything that goes on in a wrestling ring is a fabrication. It's something that you do to make wrestling fans believe that what you're doing is real, but in actuality it's not. And yes, from that point I grew into a teenager and I become very interested in wrestling, and I become an amateur wrestler. And no, I was not a Bob Roop. I didn't go to the Olympics. I was not a national champion, but I was a three-time state champion in three different states, and I was an All-American. And then lo and behold, I broke into the pros. And I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Since the time I started professional wrestling, I'm 29 now. I started pro wrestling when I was 21. I have never had a real wrestling match. and you can look at it as good or bad, whatever, but what I'm saying right now is that when you see professional wrestling, the winner and the loser is determined.
Yep. There you go. Straight from Bob Orton Jr.
What's the next one?
Here we go. Ronnie Garvin, as you said, NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Ronnie Garvin.
I'm known as a one-man gang. People really believe in me. Well, I can fight. But all my wrestling career, I have yet to have a real wrestling match. All my matches have been arranged. I went out in the ring and used chairs and gimmicks that wrestlers call. And I'm good at it because I convince the people. People think I'm a maniac. Actually, I'm not. I'm a great actor.
He's a great actor. Listen, we've got to get to it because of time, but I think this one's going to be an easy one for you this week, Eddie. Tell us who it is.
Who's it going to be?
Well, it's Ole Anderson, and he just died, and the world is a better place for his death. Let me tell you something. That no good son of a bitch cost me my career, and I was one of the best in the business, and I am still one of the best. I could work like a son of a gun. I could talk on the mic, and he ruined me because he couldn't get to Ric Flair. He was protected by the Crockett's, so he chose me. Let me tell you something, Ole Anderson. As soon as I find out where you're buried or if your ashes are thrown in the damn ocean, I'm going to piss in that ocean or I'm going to piss on your grave. So help me, God, for the money you took away from my family and the money you took away from me, because I wouldn't kick back 20% to you, you no good son of a gun.
Well, once again, Ole Anderson catching the ire of the intercontinental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, well, don't you think there's a problem? You just heard these guys. Okay, why are you blaming me to this day for breaking kayfabe? I wasn't the first guy to ever break kayfabe. They were. You heard it live and in color, you bunch of stupid marks.
Listen,
they're the guys who broke it, not me. I tried to help people. I tried to do the right thing because we're treated like slaves. And this is slave business. And it's like I told you on Vice. Here's the deal. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, but he forgot to free the pro wrestlers. And that's just the way it is.
Eddie, this is what bothers me the most about your situation. And you and I have been friends for a long time now. And
right.
So it's that the fact that you went and did that interview, it affected wrestling zero. If anything, wrestling became significantly bigger. After that.
Absolutely.
Nobody cares.
If it wasn't for me, it wouldn't have been bigger.
Nobody cares about the kayfabe. They're all in it for what it is. It's entertainment. They changed the name to World Wrestling Entertainment. It's entertaining. As long as it's entertaining, fine. But if you're not going to pay your guys what they deserve and you're going to tell them that they have to keep your dirty secrets, don't be surprised when someone mans up and goes out and breaks your kayfabe. And by the way, the end of that video, which you can find on YouTube, it's called Plan B. He went into the drug use with all of the wrestlers. They were prostituting out wrestlers. Is there a second video that we can find? Because he was talking about the next installment that sounded like it was going to break things wide open. I'm assuming that when he said that, those guys ended up getting paid, because what he said they were going to talk about next was insanity. But Eddie, we've run out of time on this segment, so we're going to have to run to break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing off. All over the world.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, one more time, we got to shout out our friends over at odark30.com. The boots.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they're my favorite, the boots. The shirts are fantastic. The hats are cool. I mean, I've looked at their website 100 times now. I can't find anything that you shouldn't be wearing. Everything on there looks good, and they got new stuff coming out. They've got new collections coming up. So if you don't find something you love, or if you already own it all, which is what I think should be the case, if you're like, man, I already bought everything they have on the website. Nope, too late. They're adding a new collection. So keep checking out odark30.com to see what's coming up.
Yeah, and odark30.com, I mean, that stuff is for real men. So go buy it and enjoy it, because you even look cool in San Francisco, Darren Peck. While you're listening, you'll even look cool, brother. Go up there, odark30, and get you some boots, and get you a great shirt, get you a hat. And you'll look like one badass kind of guy out of San Francisco. And there's very few badasses out of San Francisco. Believe me.
Eddie's views on Darren Peck are not endorsed by Jeff Taylor. Yeah, you got to go to odark30.com. Listen, Eddie, I love you,
Darren Peck.
we talked about wrestling keeps getting exposed. We dug into the Wayback Machine when they were exposed in 1979 by Plan B, if you want to go check that out on YouTube. We talked about the NFL signings. It was a crazy week for the NFL. It's a lot of fun. We didn't get to any NASCAR, which we typically do get to. Sorry, NASCAR fans, but we don't we haven't forgot right. about it. We just felt like we had a lot to talk about when it came to the NFL this week, and we really were looking forward to getting into that Plan B discussion. But do not worry, we have not forgotten our NASCAR friends. And well, Eddie, Ever. You know, another fun week for us. I really appreciate getting together with you, and I appreciate all the Mouthing Off fans.
Yeah, me too. And to all 6 million of you around the world, Jeff Taylor and myself say so long, everybody.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games, we'll give away a brand new game, we'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.